Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Opening day just around the corner, of course, coming up on Thursday. Brought to you by KCKPD, accepting applications for new and experienced law enforcement officers. KCKPD.org for more information and equal opportunity employer. This was something we, kind of stole from New York. They had asked a question about random, as opening day was coming, remember random Yankees.
Yeah, they went through like the last, like since 2001, basically. And they're like, let's find the most random Yankee on every roster since 2001. And some of the names they come up with are like, oh yeah, I forgot that guy played Major League Baseball, yeah. Right?
So we did this exercise as well. You can join in with random Royals. There were so many random Royals. We just went back to, 2001, and I stopped at a decade because I was just laughing too hard.
I was too. I barely got past 2003,
and then
Josh.
Plus, once I'm like, well, I get through the good years there, I'm not picking anybody for those teams necessarily to do this exercise. But we put together our random Royals lineups. I even wrote it down on paper. You hear that? That's actual literal paper. Some of these I can't even read because I think I was laughing halfway through writing the names down. There were a lot of randos over the years.
You think?
Yeah.
Have you looked at the record?
Yeah. Oof. So, if you were having your random Royals lineup, who's catching for you?
Paul Phillips is catching for me.
Paul Phillips?
My wife thought she was going to date him at one point in time.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't happen. She did get her guacamole, though, yesterday.
Yes, she did. She sent me a message.
That's why you're a keeper.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Matt Traynor.
Misty's May's husband,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that's a good one. Good, so you got past 03.
That was a little later. Went a little later. I could have gone Umberto Quintero.
Oh, that's a good one.
But I went with Matt Traynor.
That's Matt Traynor. That's a good one. I was laughing so hard at some of these names. I had to change my lineup multiple times because I kept finding better ones. Yeah. Like, you know.
First base,
I went with Cal Pickering.
Good one. About Dave McCarty.
Oh, that's a good one. Was he in the 2000s?
Yeah, 2001.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
I don't remember Dave McCarty.
I went Ross Glode.
Ross Glode is a good one.
He's DHing for me, by the way. He's DHing for me, Dub.
He's your DH.
Ross Glode's definitely swinging the bat.
I like that one.
Who's your DH?
Who's my DH? Yeah. I went with Rondell White.
Mm.
Rondell White, okay. Because he has my favorite story of all time. He was too shy to ask somebody out on a date, so he had me do it for him.
Mm, that's no good.
No, it didn't go well.
No, it did not go well.
She said no. I was unbelievable.
Who's DHing for you, Dom?
McCarty.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Dave McCarty. Dave McCarty did appear. Wow.
Sounds like he should own like a car dealership. Yeah. Ha! Come on down to Dave McCarty Subaru.
Yeah. Dave McCarty Chevrolet. Yep.
McCarty Chevrolet.
At second base, I mean, take your pick.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I changed that a number of times.
Yeah,
great options there.
Yeah.
I went with Ruben Gotay.
Yeah. Ooh. That's a good one. I liked Ruben. He was the next Carlos Fables.
That's right.
Yes, he was.
Right,
of course.
A Ruben sandwich more than
I slid in a Luis Alicea.
That's a good one. Ooh, that guy. Nice. Not a fan.
Desi Rutherford.
Good one. Desi was
one of my favorite Royals.
Good dude, man. Yeah. Really like that guy a lot. Like that guy.
Starting at shortstop for your random Royals.
Andres Blanco.
Blanco. Man. Nice.
Blanco.
I want a Willie Bloomquist.
Ooh,
very nice.
That's a good one. Willie Bloomquist.
Bloomquist. Rudzelanek.
Rudzelanek at short. Wasn't he more of a second baseman, though? Did he move over a little bit?
He moved over.
Yeah, could do that.
Couldn't
as well.
Fit his name on the back of the
jersey.
We had two very similar outfielders. I know.
We didn't do third base yet.
Oh, third base. I'm sorry. Third base. We have a third base.
I got Joe McEwing.
Mm.
I have Joe McEwing
nice,
as well.
Yeah. You know, you're leaving out Wilson Betemeet then, are you? Wilson Betemeet will be my
can't
third,
leave out Betemeet.
Will be my third baseman.
Right, you guys can weigh in as well on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, your most random Royals lineup involving players from 2001 to today.
Yeah. Well, the 2000s to today.
Yeah, the new millennium.
We'll run through our outfielders and our pitching staff when we come back.
My staff is going to kick your staff's ass.
No, I don't think so. I mean, my staff's going to suck. Another NFL team says no to Lamar. Next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, running 13 years strong.
Everybody's asking, this is a dynasty. It's been a dynasty. Y'all just ain't no now.
Brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com.
I love the lyrics in this song.
I just like doing the Pee Wee Herman dance to it.
That's all that anybody knows, right?
Yeah.
Where would this song be without Pee Wee Herman?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm telling you, whoever wrote the lyrics, amazing job.
Someone's getting a royalty for songwriting on this.
Yeah.
I would have seen the whole nine.
I'm a great lyricist. So, yeah, what songs have you written?
Probably
this one.
Probably tequila. More than
tequila.
Probably more than Kenny Loggins gets. Just saying. You request the music on a Wayback Wednesday, 913-586-7610. On the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, add your name so that B-Dub can give you the credit.
Our buddy Jayhawk for Life won a little tequila from the champs this morning right here on Fesco.
Are
in
you
the
sure that's what he meant, the song or not a shot
of
tequila?
He probably wanted the shot, too.
I'd like some tequila, and you played the song.
And you played the song, yeah.
That's I'm here to please.
From the 816, I know every word of that song, yes.
Yeah.
Front, back, side to side.
Yep.
What a great lyricist, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that should have won a Grammy.
I was watching Two and a Half Men last night, is when he started writing children's songs to Charlie Sheen in that show. I forgot how funny Two and a Half Men truly is. Now, I won't watch the ones with Ashton Kutcher because I just feel like watching The Office without Michael Scott, it just doesn't work. But, my God, Two and a Half Men had some great writers.
Yeah, those first 3 or 4 years were outstanding.
Outstanding show.
And then Charlie went crazy.
Who else could have wrote Tequila? I'm thinking Lenny Kravitz could have wrote would die for the lyrics to Tequila because all his songs he just repeats it like three times.
So like most songs,
yeah. But
Bobby McFerrin
overdoes it.
Mm-hmm.
He's so jealous. Like Tequila was just a
brilliant
song.
Man.
Brilliant role song. Oh, let's continue with our random Royals. You can weigh in as well. 913-586-7610 in honor of opening day.
Right.
The outfield for me was the most random of positions.
I think for me as well.
You and I have two of the same.
Yeah.
I don't know either one of them.
I know, I'll say, Brandon Berger, I vaguely remember him having a cup of coffee here.
He was here more than a year to two.
But if he was standing in front of me, I would have no. I would probably guess he was Aaron Guile at that point in time.
No.
Brandon
Berger is one of our starting outfielders.
Right.
I do agree with you on that one. Yeah.
My other corner outfielder is Chuck Knobloch.
Yeah.
Nice.
Knobloch's on my list.
Knobloch, he's so random. And then for me, my center fielder, I have no idea who this gentleman is, and I apologize if it's your son, Josh Anderson. Who the hell is that?
Mr. Anderson.
Center fielder.
Josh Anderson.
Anderson.
I've never heard of that guy.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that guy before?
No.
And you have him on your list, too?
2009.
Yeah.
Wow. Took him off the 2009 roster, yeah.
You went Anderson as well?
Yeah.
Well, how could you not? Nobody knows who he is.
Yeah.
Did you go with Josh Anderson?
I went with Donnie Sadler.
Oh, that's a good one. Donnie Sadler. God.
And Rick Ankiel.
Rick Ankiel was
nice.
A good one, yeah.
Nice.
Yep, that was a good one. Yeah.
Now, this wasn't like a hard and fast exercise. I tried to take people who played at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they couldn't have been like four at-bats and a call-up on a weekend or whatever.
Right.
They play a little bit. So with apologies to Olathe North product and Johnson County Community College product, that eventually went to the University of Arkansas, my right fielder will be Kit Pello.
Oh, I remember Kit.
I remember Kit Pelo.
I don't remember Kit at all.
Yeah, I do. I remember Kit.
To yes.
Yeah, no, I remember right covering fielder, the Royals, yeah.
Right fielder, pinch hitter, and first baseman.
It was a big deal when he came up. He's a local kid.
Pelo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of the 2000, I believe, 2002 Royals.
Yep. No, I remember him. It was a big deal.
With apologies to Kit.
I think they had Kit Pelo night at the K.
I believe so.
Tens of people showed up.
So he will be playing right field for me.
Pre and post game used to really be on that Kit Pelo.
Yeah. Yep. I remember doing pre and post game with Kit Pelo in the lineup. Mm. It was really good. Mm. Those are the glory days back then.
Yeah.
I wonder if Kit is still in town.
I don't know. Could possibly be.
Yeah.
And again,
anybody
that's what
knows,
I'm saying,
let us know.
With apologies.
Right.
I don't remember him as a Royal. That's all.
That's okay.
That's okay. I mean, pitchers, man, I don't know how we narrow this list down.
This list. I mean you could have gotten on for days.
Oof.
On
some
for
random
days.
Royals pitchers for you.
Yeah.
How about a little Corey Bailey?
Corey Bailey's a good
out
one.
Out there toiling.
On my list.
Yeah, I remember toiling Corey. The slab to you, too?
Yes, buddy.
Corey Bailey always wore like a medium jersey, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Known for the medium jersey. Yeah. Brett Tomko's in my rotation as well.
Ooh.
Like me some Brett Tomko, you know, when he was a Red.
Did you have a Tomko truck when you were growing up? I had a bunch of those.
Yeah. Yasuhiko Yabuda?
Excuse me?
On the mound?
Who?
No? None of you?
Who?
None of you had Yasuhiko Yabuda pitching for you?
I've never heard of him.
Or a Brian Bullington?
I remember that name Bullington because I think he was drafted and he was sold as this guy could be good.
Yeah.
Nobody you've drafted has been any good recently.
And I liked him because he's portly, and I've been betting a darts player in England by the same name.
Yes.
I haven't hit on any of those bets yet on the BetMGM app, but I've been trying. Sean O'Sullivan also makes my
Sean O'Sullivan was a good one.
Pitching,
SOS
my pitching
on the mound.
Didn't he do something like spectacularly bad at one point? I remember Sean O'Sullivan was like, remember when that Vin Mazzaro and Ned wouldn't take him out and just let him out there to languish?
O'Sullivan had a night like that?
I think O'Sullivan did something like that as well. If anybody can remember what Sean O'Sullivan did, look that up on the text line for us. So for me, I've got Blake Stein is one of my starting pitchers.
Blake.
Nice
Stein.
Guy. I always like Blake. Paul Abbott. I don't know who he is.
Paul Abbott.
I don't recall Paul Abbott, but I put him on the list as a starting pitcher.
Okay.
And Kyle Davies, I put on the list. That was like the guy you couldn't get rid of. He was here every year, like still Kyle Davies. Mm. Nice guy, but my God, he stunk.
I, too, had Corey Bailey toeing the slab
Josh. I don't know Corey Bailey at all.
My second pitcher, I have no earthly
clue.
Corey
Bailey, again, for me, was the guy who forgot leg day.
Mm.
Like, that's how I envisioned.
Heavy up top. Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Tony Kogan.
Oh, wow. No.
I remember the name. But
number 55 in your program, Tony Kogan. And rounding out my list, Chad Durbin.
Durbin, I loved. I love Chad Durbin, man. He was a good dude.
It's hard to round out this list, too, because there's so many.
A lot
mentions.
To choose from.
Yeah. Who's your closer?
It didn't matter.
No.
We didn't get that far, this lineup. Right?
I got Brad Voiles as my closer.
That's a good one. Rob Tejada?
Who?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never heard of him.
I know. I don't know Rob.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
What's old Rob doing today?
Some random Royals for you.
Rob Tejada. I don't know
random
him.
Random Royals for you. At 913-586-7610.
Yeah, give us your most random Royal lineup in honor of opening day coming up from 2001 to today.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.